Now, this is, well, we've said this, and we both know what it's like. This could be a train wreck. I haven't done this in a long time.
His father was a man who could never understand the shame on a red man's face. So they lived in the hills and they never came down but to trade in the white man's place. Early that spring when the snow had disappeared, they came down with a bag of skin. In the fall of the year of 1910, Daddy died by the rope down at Cherokee Bend. Daddy didn't like what the white man said about the dirty little kid at his side. Daddy didn't like what the white man did, know the deal, know the way that he lied. There was blood on the floor of the government store when the men took his daddy away. And the boy stayed by till he come to his end, then he run like the wind from Cherokee Bend. Now the mother was alone and the winter was at hand, and she prayed to his spirit kin. It was warm in the lodge in the Kentucky hills on the day when the boy came in. Then the blizzard came down and it covered up the door till they thought that it never would end. And he told her the tale of the terrible affair at the government store down at Cherokee Bend. Daddy didn't like what the white man did, that dirty little kid at his side. Daddy didn't like what the white man did, know the deal, know the way that he lied. For 3 long days and 3 long nights, they wept and they mourned, and then she returned to her work and her weaving, and they tried to forget about Cherokee Bend. Big, but he hunted what he could, and they lived for a time that way. But the food ran low and the meat went bad, and she said to the boy one day, I'm a leaving tonight and I never will return from the land of my spirit again. You must take what you need and trade what you can for a red man's grave down at Cherokee Bend. It wasn't very long till she closed her eyes and he wrapped her in a robe. He found her a place by the side of the hill and he buried her in the snow. Early that spring he was seen coming down with his load looking ragged and thin. Not a year had gone by till he stood once again in the government store down at Cherokee Bend. Redskin too, so he hadn't much face to say. And the men sat around and they laughed and they clowned at the talk of the criminal's grave. And then a man from the east didn't smile when he said, you're the son of that Indian scum. If you value your hide, then you better abide by the white man's rules here at Cherokee Bend. Daddy didn't like what the white man said, but the dirty little kid at his side. Daddy didn't like what the white man did, know the deal, know the way that he lied. Then he spit on the floor of the government store and served him to no good hand. By the close of the day, they had taken him away to the white man's school down at Cherokee Bend. It's been 21 years since the boy disappeared. Where he run to, nobody knows. But they say he fell in with a man named Jim and he rides in the rodeo. They say he returns all alone to a place hidden deep in the Kentucky clan. And it's pretty well known who hauled up the stone to the grave on the hill above Cherokee Bend. Daddy didn't like what the white man said about the dirty little kid at his side. Daddy didn't like what the white man did, know the deal, know the way that he lied. There was blood on the floor of the government store when the men took his daddy away. It was 1910 and they never had a friend when he died by the rope down at Cherokee Bend. It was 1910 and they never had a friend when he died by the rope down at Cherokee Bend.
Very nice. guys.
Yeah, well, it's out of tune now, buddy.